Maseches Chagiga, Perek Beis, Mishnah Zayin, until Perek Gimel, Mishnah Gimel. The remaining Mishnahs of the Masechta focus on the laws of Tumah and Tahara, impurity and purity, and as they relate to the laws of Yom Tov. Now, before we reach the stage of how they relate to the laws of Yom Tov, the Mishnah brings a few introductory Mishnahs to explain some basic principles of Tumah. And we learned in the previous couple of Mishnahs that there are essentially five levels of things which need to be guarded from Tumah. Chulin, which is regular, unsanctified food. Maisa Sheni, which is forbidden to be eaten in a state of Tumah. Truma, which is the gift to the Kohanim, which cannot become Tomei at all. Not just that one may not eat it in a state of Tumah, but one may not allow it to become Tomei at all. The fourth level is Karbonos, the meat of Karbonos. And the highest level is the solution containing the ashes of the Parah Adumah, which was sprinkled upon somebody who had become Tomei from a dead body. Now, one of the most basic principles of Tumah is that if something Tomei touches another item, or other food, or a person, depending on what level that person or item or food is on, it will become Tomei with a lower degree of Tumah than the previous Tomei item. So, for example, a dead body itself is known as Avi Avaisa Tumah, which literally means the grandfather Tumah. That is sort of the most primary level of Tumah which there is. Now, a person who touches a dead body becomes an Av HaTumah. He is Tomei with an Av HaTumah, which literally means a father Tumah. And again, that's a very severe level of Tumah. Now, there are also other things which begin as an Av HaTumah. For example, a animal which dies, so the animal itself is considered to be an Av HaTumah. Be as it may, if an Av HaTumah comes in contact with an object or an item of food, so that object or food will become a Rishon LaTumah. It's one degree removed from the Av HaTumah. Now, if a Rishon LaTumah touches another item, another object, which is not food, then that object will not become Tomei. A Rishon LaTumah is too weak to make something else Tomei, to make another object Tomei. So an object can only go up to a Rishon LaTumah. However, food can also go to lower levels of Tumah. So if food touches a Rishon LaTumah, then it becomes a Sheni LaTumah, which means that it is 2 degrees removed from the Av HaTumah. And then if that touches other food, so we're going to learn in the next perek, it now depends on the level, whether it's Truma or Karbonos, etc. Depending on that is how far the Tumah can go. Be as it may, although we have now seen that in general, when item A makes item B become Tomei, so item B is Tomei on a lower degree than item A, there is a big exception to this rule, and that is known as Tumas Medrus. Tumas Medrus is a particular type of Tumah which certain people can have, for example, a Zov, who is somebody who the Torah says is Tomei as a result of certain substances exiting his body. So he has the Tumah of Tumas Medrus. Now, Tumas Medrus is on the level of an Av HaTumah, and there is a unique halacha that if a Zov, or somebody else who has this Tumas Medrus, if he supports his weight on something else, so for example, he sits on a chair, or he lies down on a bed, so the bed is meant for supporting the weight of a person, so if he supports his weight on a bed or something like that, then the bed becomes an Av HaTumah. It does not go down to a lower degree to become a Rishon LaTumah. Rather, it becomes the same level of Tumah as the Zov himself. Now, when our Mishnah is going to refer to Medrus now, in the context of our Mishnah, the point of the Mishnah is really just to say that it is considered to be an Av HaTumah. So the Mishnah says, Bigdei Am Ha'aretz, the clothes of an Am Ha'aretz. Now, Am Ha'aretz is somebody who is ignorant of most laws, and he therefore does not observe most of the laws of purity. And so his clothes are considered to be Midras LaPrushin. They are assumed to be on the level of a Tumas Medrus for Prushim, which literally means those who separate from Amei Aretz, and it refers to people who are generally particular and do observe the laws of Tumah and Tahara. Prushim are particular to eat even chulin, even regular unsanctified food in a state of purity, and in order to preserve their state of purity, midrabbanan, they must assume that the clothes of an Amei Aretz are on the level of an Av HaTumah. That if they touch the clothes of an Am Ha'aretz, they will become a Rishon LaTumah. Bigdei Prushim, the clothes of Prushim, who are particular with the laws of Tumah and Tahara, Medrus La'ichli Trumah, they are considered to be on the level of Tumas Medrus, meaning they are considered to be an Av HaTumah for those who eat Trumah, Kohanim, who need to be even more careful with the halachas of Tumah and Tahara, so they need to view the clothes of Yisraelim who do not eat truma, they need to view them as being an avatuma. So if a kohen touches the clothes of somebody who is not a kohen, he would be considered to have a rishon latuma upon him, and so would need to purify himself before eating truma. The Gemara notes that there's actually sort of a missing stage over here. We skipped straight from chulin to truma. We missed out the level of maisa sheni. And so the Gemara indeed says that we need to add it into the Mishnah in between the stage of the Purshim and those who eat Truma. One should add in those who eat Maisa Sheni. So one who has gone up to Yerushalayim to eat his Maisa Sheni, so if he touches the clothes of Purshim, then he would be considered Tomei with regards to eating Maisa Sheni. And if a Kohen would touch his clothes, then the Kohen would be considered to be Tomei with regards to eating Truma. Big Deuchle, Truma Midas Lakodesh. The clothes of Kohanim who eat Truma are considered to be a Av Hatuma for those who are eating Korbanos. Big Deuchle, Kodesh Midas Lachatos. The clothes of one who has purified and been particular about the laws of Tuma and Tara for the sake of eating Korbanos, his clothes are still considered to be an Av Hatuma with regards to the Parah Aduma solution. So if somebody who is involved in preparing the Parah Aduma solution, if he touches the clothes of somebody who is involved in eating Karbonis, so he would need to purify himself before continuing to work with the Parah Aduma solution. And the Mishnah emphasizes these laws. Yosef ben Yo'ezer hoya chosich ba'kahuna. Yosef ben Yo'ezer was the most pious member of the Kohanim, who was extremely careful with the laws of Tumah. He would eat everything with the Tara requirements which were necessary for Truma, but nevertheless, since he only did that for the level of Truma, so his napkin which he used during the meal was considered to be an Av HaTuma with regards to somebody who is eating Karbonis. Similarly, Yechon ben Gudgudah Eichel Taras HaKodesh Kol Yomov. Yechon ben Gudgudah would eat even regular chulin food whilst observing the requirements for the purity of Karbonis all his life. And so, at least according to this Mishnah, his clothes were considered to be on the level of the clothes of somebody who is actually involved in eating Karbonis. And nevertheless, his napkin which he used during the meal was considered to be an Av HaTuma with regards to somebody who is involved in preparing the solution of the Parah Aduma. Because based on these levels which the Mishnah has described, the Rabbanon were very careful to separate between each level to ensure that the Tara, the purity of each level, is preserved on the required level.